This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdahl. Greater Boston is back in business tonight, Watertown included. Just a couple of minutes ago, Boston police confirmed the second suspect is in custody. Kurt Nickisch from WBUR is in Watertown. Kurt, good to have you with us.
It's great to be with you, Kai.
So what happened? All I saw on my Twitter feed and on local television from Boston was cheers going up as the crowd sort of gathered.
Yeah, absolutely. The police had basically surrounded a boat in a yard that was just outside of the core area where they had been searching, and were able to convince the suspect to give himself up, and which is just unbelievable. It takes a huge weight off of the minds of everybody here in Watertown town and all around Boston, and I'll tell you that business is going to be good at bars tonight.
I bet it will. What's it like there in Watertown? Are you seeing people actually come out of their houses now, finally, after this long day?
Yeah, and they did a few hours ago when the governor lifted the restriction. They basically conceded that they had not been able to find the suspect within this core 20-block area that they had been searching so carefully. And in fact, this where the suspect was found was just outside of this zone. So people had started coming out, and that may have actually been the break in finding this the suspect, people starting to come out of their homes and noticing something that wasn't quite right. But that was happening around Boston. But everybody was coming out really with this worry that the suspect was still out there somewhere. So this changes everything.
In addition to the bars, I imagine regular businesses in and around Boston will be greeting the dawn of Saturday morning with eagerness and commerce, yes?
Yeah, and it did. Some of that business did begin this evening, but when the restrictions were lifted, it happened pretty late in the day, and everybody had been told to stay home. So at the time that the public transportation here, and that the buses started running, that's normally the time people start heading home. People were home already, so people did go out. They visited some stores, they picked up groceries, started doing things like that. Tomorrow it really begins in earnest.
Kurt Nickisch from WBUR in Boston. We got him in Watertown, where the second suspect in the Marathon bombing has been arrested this evening. He's on his way to the hospital, actually, is what we're told. Kurt, thanks very much.
You got it.